right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's expensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Mann here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning we're going to be talking about the background of the coming terrible war that is going to end up killing millions of people. Certainly you go into the background of the Spanish-American War. Why, of course, the American people were lied to. We were told that the terrible and wicked Spanish had actually sunk the battleship Maine in the harbor at Havana. Of course, it was a lie. The explosion took place from within the Maine, not from without. And, of course, we ended up killing 5,000 American soldiers in the Spanish-American War. World War One came, and, of course, there was no reason for America to be in that war. But they had all these terrible atrocity stories about how terrible the Germans were and how they were raping the Belgian women and cutting off the hands of defenseless little Belgian children. It was all a lie. We lost about 120,000 men in that war. Then, of course, World War II. And what most Americans don't understand is that America declared war on Japan. We put sanctions on Japan so they couldn't buy oil anywhere in the world, and their society couldn't exist without oil. It would be like somebody turning off the oil supplies to America if we had no natural oil supply, and, of course, our whole economy would grind to a halt. We were at war with Japan. We tracked their fleet across the Pacific. We left the boys at Pearl Harbor to die so they'd have a slogan, "Remember Pearl Harbor." And then, of course, with the world, all during that war, why we financed the Nazis, our American corporations, 100 of them, over there building the weapons for the Nazis. And if you doubt any of this, we have the documentation. We'll be glad to get it for you. I even have a letter from the American ambassador to Colonel House in 1936 asking why 100 American corporations were building the weapons for the Germans at that time. Nobody wanted a war, Ambassador Dodge said. But the American people don't understand. We financed and the Germans, we built the weapons for the Germans all during the war, because you've got to have a war, you've got to have an enemy, and then of course we had the Korean War that was simply brought on intentionally to convince the American people our leaders were actually anti-communist, because after all we turned Eastern Europe and China over to the communists, and everybody said, gee, there must be communists working in Washington, D.C., so we had to have a phony war with communism, a war we were never allowed to win. And then, of course, the Gulf of Tonkin incident, the phony Gulf of Tonkin incident, brought on the Vietnam War, and we lost 58,000 men. But basically, ladies and gentlemen, we're being set up today for another terrible war. And it really all began on September 11th, 2001, with the attack on the World Trade Center, where 19 Muslim terrorist hijackers armed with box cutter knives were able to confiscate or take over 4 American airplanes and crash them, 2 of them into the World Trade Center and one into at Shanksville. That plane was You remember the story we were told, how the passengers mobilized to take the plane back, and the slogan, "Let's roll," and they attacked the hijackers, and so they crashed the plane at Shanksville. The only trouble was there wasn't any records at Shanksville. How can you crash a plane and there'd be no records there, that big hole at Shanksville? And you're not supposed to ask stupid questions. And then, of course, the same thing at the Pentagon. A major plane crashed into the building, but no records there at all. One little piece of records that could have been planted by anyone. But the major thing is the Twin Towers. What really happened? Did two planes crash into the Twin Towers, one in the North Tower, one in the South Tower, and then bring those planes down? Well, we saw the videos. We know it's true. We know that's what happened. We saw the planes crash into the buildings, and then the towers came down. But did the towers come down because of the planes crashing into them, or was it controlled demolition that brought those Twin Towers down? And are the murderers of almost 3,000 Americans alive and well and unpunished in America today? With this is Richard Gage of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, and almost 1,700 architects and engineers have looked at those pictures and said, the Twin Towers didn't come down as we were told. We need a new investigation. Richard, pick up the story and tell our listeners what we know about the coming down of the Twin Towers, how the murderers are still at large, and what must be done to get the truth out about what really happened that morning.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan. I'm delighted to share with you the intense work that 1,700 architects and engineers have brought forth. We have investigated the destruction of these towers, and we have concluded that they were brought down by explosive controlled demolition. There is no other conclusion. The official story is absurd from start to finish about the destruction of these towers. And we know very clearly from the evidence that preset, precisely timed explosives were placed in these towers. We don't exactly know how. We do know that there was an opportunity to place these devices the 9 months prior to 9/11 in the elevator shafts. In the largest modernization of an elevator system ever in the history of the world, that actually was going on during that time, which would have given a group of operatives access to the core columns and beams in these buildings. So that's the opportunity. What the evidence shows is, of course, much much more clear. For instance, we know that the upper section above the point of jet plane impacts, for instance, in the case of the North Tower, was said to have driven the rest of the building down in what is called a pile driver due to the official cause of these collapse, column failure. Well, what we see in the videos is in direct opposition what we were told. But we'll see.
Richard, hold that. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way the only way they know how.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess this morning, Richard Gage. Richard, you go right ahead. Richard, go right ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Stan. Because the way the North Tower came down is so obvious. Look, it is destroyed in a telescoping action in just 4 seconds. From the top of the building down, there is a sudden, smooth motion without any halting or jolting. We would expect if this pile driver was driving the rest of the building down, that when it met the resistance from the columns that are still intact, 47 massive core columns in this building and over 200 perimeter columns, it would slow down. It would jolt. It would stall. It would be expected to then heave to one side in a massive slow motion and begin to perhaps fall off the side of the building, this block above the point of jet plane impacts we're talking about. But no, it telescoped smoothly, suddenly into itself in such that it's gone in 4 seconds. That's a complete different scenario than we were led to believe in the report by NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology. After that, we have a complete violation as well, because what we're told is that upper part, which is now gone completely, not available at all to drive the rest of the building down to the ground, it is gone. What happens then is that we have these 4-ton perimeter wall units ejecting laterally at 60 miles an hour, landing up to 600 feet away. An incredible lateral expulsion of structural elements. And this is with these explosions going off rapidly advancing down the side of the building, very easily seen in the video once you really kind of focus on it. And from the next 9 seconds or so, both buildings are completely destroyed down to the ground, completely dismembering each structural member from the other. This is really rather amazing, because what we would expect in a collapsing building is 110 floors in this case, stacked up at the bottom in a 20 to 30 story pile. And yet what we see instead is concrete in those floors amounting to 90,000 tons of this concrete is pulverized in midair in these pyroclastic like clouds. That comes from a term from volcano, where incredible heat and explosive force are created with this these clouds that are thick with entrained solids in them, and enfolding itself in a cauliflower-shaped manner with, because of the intense heat that's been created. Well, in this case, it would take intense heat of explosives to create these kinds of forms, but they are also trailing these laterally ejecting elements out to the side of the building. This is really rather obvious when it is watched. And then these free-flying objects are landing in a 1,400-foot diameter about each of these buildings. But there's only a two-story pile down at the bottom of either of these towers. And it is there aren't floors stacked up as we might expect. It's 98% of the debris is well outside of the perimeter. This is just amazing. And while this is going on in this zone of destruction, there is below it anywhere from 20 to 40 stories below this zone of destruction. We have these expulsions of pulverized building materials that are occurring at about 200 feet per second. This has been timed, and you can time it right off the video. These are explosive seeds we're talking about here, not air that's being ejected due to some pressure from pushing air down the elevator hoistways, and it's got to come out somewhere, right? No, this is air that has been, if air was being pushed down the hoistways, it would fill the entire open office planned area and then maybe blow out all these windows, but not occur in these highly pinpoint accurate, very volatile and pre-engineered patterns. Like most of them fell off in the middle of the thought. So that's a dead giveaway as well. But what actually has concerned the 1,700 architects and engineers that I represent even more is the findings in the World Trade Center dust by officials, USGS, and R.J. Lee, who is an environmental consulting firm, find in all the samples billions of tiny molten iron microspheres, previously molten iron spheres that are smaller than the diameter of a human hair. Now, they have no explanation as to how they got them. They're puzzled. But up to 6% of some of these samples are composed of this iron ball. Now, iron shouldn't be there at all. Iron is a part of steel, but this is elemental iron. Where did it come from? Why is it round? Well, the fact that it's round indicates that it was molten in midair and atomized under explosive pressure. Well, where did molten iron come from? Molten iron is the byproduct of thermite. Thermite is an incendiary used by the military to cut through steel like a hot knife through butter. So when they do chemical analysis on these microspheres, they find the elements of thermite, which are iron, aluminum, oxygen, silica, manganese. This is clearly the signature of thermite. And yet, in the report, contains no explanation of it whatsoever. So that's pretty clear. But is there any evidence in all of this massive quantity of dust laid like a blanket throughout lower Manhattan in a 4-inch thick blanket, river to river, is there any evidence of unignited thermite? Because that would be clearly evidence of ignited thermite. Well, years later, after these reports from the USGS, a small team of scientists led by Neil Harris in Copenhagen does analysis on the dust before independently collected samples. They find in each of these samples the most incredible finding yet, and these are small red-gray chips, hundreds and hundreds of them in each of the samples. They're red on one side, gray on the other. The red side is composed of what? Iron oxide and aluminum powders, intimately mixed in the perfect percentage to become what? Thermite. That's what thermite is composed of. Iron oxide, 3/4, aluminum powder, 1/4. Even more interesting, the size of these particles is at the nanoscale, 1,000 times smaller than human hair. This is very advanced engineered nanothermite, made only in the most sophisticated defense contracting laboratories. So this stuff is incredible. It was developed by Los Alamos Lab and Lawrence Livermore Lab, interestingly, under the direction of NIST, or with the help of the incredible facilities that our National Institute of Standards and Technology have. So NIST actually brought in to investigate the destruction of these buildings experts from the defense industry who actually are from these defense contractors who developed nanothermite in the first place. So it appears that there's a vested interest in those consultants in not finding what really brought down these towers. Now, this work is all, the nanothermite work is very well laid out and documented in a peer-reviewed paper in the Bentham Open Chemical Physics Journal. It's called Active Thermitic Material Found in the World Trade Center Dust. And I encourage everybody to have that. We have given that to every member of Congress, along with our new DVD, which discusses all of what we're talking about today. It's called 9/11 Explosive Evidence Experts Speak Out. And it contains the testimony of 43 of these technical and building professionals, including high-rise architects, structural engineers, metallurgists, physicists, chemists, fire protection engineers, controlled demolition experts. These are all laying out the evidence, these technical building professionals, of the explosive demolition of the Twin Towers, which we have highlighted. They are also laying out the evidence for the destruction of a third skyscraper, which I didn't know anything about until 6 years ago. And most architects and engineers know nothing about at all, even though it's the third worst failure in modern history.
You're speaking of Building 7.
Yeah, this is World Trade Center 7. It was a 47-story skyscraper, not hit by an airplane, and easily, like, it would be the tallest building in any of most of our states. But in New York, of course, next to the towers, it's about half the height of these towers. But this building, at 5:20 in the afternoon, suffers a massive failure, such that it dropped like a rock, straight down almost into its footprint, just about, and in just 6.5 seconds, top to bottom, it's falling at free fall acceleration. This is
obviously a controlled demolition. If you watch it, you can understand it's a controlled demolition. If you watch the building come down, the center of the roof collapses first. Why? You take out the center supports so the walls will fall in. Then you destroy the base of the building, and it falls as a controlled demolition, and you can see, compare the fall of Building 7 to the collapse of the skyscrapers in Las Vegas when they've taken them down. They are identical, aren't they, Richard?
Yeah, they really are. In fact, our DVD, 9/11 Explosive Evidence, Expert Speak Out, which Dr. Stan has actually available all into the radio station, then you can, Radio Liberty, you can see clearly a side-by-side comparison of Building 7 coming down and a controlled demolition of a building similar height, and it drops straight down smoothly, symmetrically, because all of those 80 columns in Building 7 are removed all at once. If any of them failed, the building would begin a chaotic, asynchronous collapse to the side.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Fact. Today, the national debt is more than $16 trillion. That's more than $50,000 for every man, woman, and child. Fact. After nearly 4 years in office, President Obama's policies have resulted in the worst economic recovery since the Great Depression. Fact. Over 220,000 Coloradans can't find work, and our unemployment rate is higher than the national average. Fact. Obama. We simply can't afford 4 more years. Mitt Romney has a plan. Listen.
My plan is to help the middle class in America. I want it to be the best time for the middle class of America.
Mitt Romney will repeal Obamacare and increase access to domestic energy resources. He'll cut taxes, cut spending, and champion small businesses, creating 12 million new jobs.
I'm Mitt Romney. I'm running for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Romney for President Incorporated.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Richard Gage of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. And ladies and gentlemen, certainly they have gone after anybody who's spoken out. There was a professor at Brigham Young University who talked about the thermite that was used to bring down the the towers, and of course, pressure was put by the government, or at least by the invisible government, by the criminal element within our government, and forced it. Stephen, I think it was Young, but I could be mistaken. I'm sure Richard knows him personally. He was forced to retire. Certainly, we know. I had a gentleman on my program. His name was Sergeant Leo Chavez. He was had been at CENTCOM headquarters in Florida on the morning of the attack. He talked about the stand down order. He talked about all of the programs they had that morning, the war games where they were hijackers, supposedly hijacking planes and crashing them into buildings. He disappeared after being on my program. Certainly Barry Jennings, who was in Building 7 on the morning of the attack and talked about all the explosions there. He died under very mysterious circumstances just 2 days before the report on the come down of Building 7, the destruction of Building 7 was released in 2008. This is not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. Jimmy Walters, we have a number of interviews with. His life was threatened. He was forced to flee and live in hiding in Europe. This is what they do to anybody who speaks out and tries to bring out the fact that they murdered those people. This was not the hijackers. This was somebody who wanted to get us into a war with the Muslim world. And this is the prologue to the terrible war that lies ahead, unless there are enough Americans out there who will get the information and disseminate it and demand that the murderers be brought to justice. Those murderers are at the highest levels of our government or retired from there today. Some of the most prominent people in America are behind this, and yet the average American is never allowed to think about that because the media totally blocks this out, and the information on the thermite that brought down those twin towers has been totally suppressed by the controlled media. Our guest this morning, Richard Gage of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. If you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Richard, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get to your website? We do carry your two videos we think are so important. But, of course, how can people get to your website and get all the information that you and your organization have accumulated?
Yes, we encourage everybody to get informed. There are so many technical articles on the website, as well as our other DVD, 9/11 Blueprint for Truth, where we go from beginning to end with this evidence very, very systematically, graphically laid out in this two-hour presentation. The website is AE911truth.org. That stands for Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. So that's AE911truth.org.
All right, fine. And let me recommend you go to that website. The information is valid, and you must help us get the information out and demand that the murderers be apprehended. We need an independent examination. Believe me, the government cannot examine the government. We need an independent examination of the facts, and the murderers must be brought to justice before they kill millions of people in the planning phony war against the Muslim world, all carefully planned and certainly programmed and about to take place. And if you are not involved and try to bring out this fact, then you will have nobody to blame but yourself when some of our cities are in ruins and millions of Americans have been destroyed in the coming war. Well, Richard, certainly, are people beginning to wake up about what's going on? Are they becoming, some of them becoming aware of what's happened? Why don't you tell our listeners about this great new DVD they can watch on YouTube about Building 7 coming down?
Yes, well, we are doing our best here to wake up the people. But it is a very slow process, as you must be struggling with as well. I've been at this for 6 years, Dr. Stan, and what I have found is it's kind of like watching a swimming pool fill up. Over a few hours or days, you just don't see much progress. But certainly in the last 6 years, the experience of people who are actually actively engaged in talking to people notice and report en masse that the 9/11 truth activists are very easily aware that most people who they talk to already are at least aware of the issue, and the others seem mostly reasonably open to the idea of what we're presenting, the controlled demolition of the buildings. They have heard something, and they're actually interested. The number of people that actually flip you off, if you will, or get angry or get fearful is much, much less. It's gone from, like, I don't know, 60% down to, like, 10%. It's rather a dramatic metric to gauge our effectiveness in the 9/11 truth movement over this period of time. So I don't know. I didn't think it would take 6 years to get to this level. I thought once everybody found out about this, it would just go like wildfire. But we're what we're doing is trying to pull the rug out from under people's veil of security, their worldview, and which of course tells us internally, unconsciously, that something like this can't happen in America. That our leaders wouldn't be so treasonous, really evil. And we don't know that it's our leaders, by the way, but we do come to the inescapable conclusion that that Al-Qaeda didn't have access to these buildings. And so we conclude that it's some sort of an inside operation. And any inside operation on this scale is going to need the cooperation of a group of leaders in government and industry. It just doesn't can't happen in a void. So that threatens our very security in our psychology, and that's why we have 8 psychologists in our film, 9/11 Explosive Evidence, Experts Speak Out, who are testifying as to, first, why it's so difficult for most Americans to hear this information, because it creates this cognitive dissonance. You know, this does not square with the reality inside my head about how things work in America.
Well, hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment with Richard Gage. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. They killed 3,000 Americans that morning.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroofconstruction.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
If the IRS has turned your life upside down, Ameristar Tax Centers has a free, no-obligation consultation just for you. With proven experience, our former IRS agents are licensed to contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help. So call for free information now.
800-519-6297. 800-519-6297. 800-519-6297.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I know how difficult it is to believe that those buildings were brought down by controlled demolition, because for 2 years after 9/11, I didn't want to accept that. I did not want to believe that anything could be that evil. I knew that they knew the attack was coming. I knew that they did not try to stop the attack. But the fact that these were not certainly, the buildings didn't come down because of the attack, they were controlled demolition. I didn't want to believe that until finally, after watching Building 7 come down at least a dozen times, it became very obvious that was controlled demolition. And if Building 7 was controlled demolition, then it was all controlled demolition. And all you need to do is go up on the Internet and type in a YouTube, certainly a Building 7 demolition, Well, how would they get to that site, Richard?
How would they get to what?
How would they get to the site where your DVD on 9/11, your DVD on the Building 7 coming down would be available?
Yes. There's a great site, architects-engineers.com. Architects-engineers.org shows the wonderful film for free, narrated by Ed Asner in just 15 minutes. This documentary on World Trade Center 7 walks you from the history of architecture up to structural steel buildings and shows how vulnerable structural steel buildings can be to controlled demolition when all the charges go off in a precisely timed and precisely placed manner. The building will drop like a rock, even though it is designed five times stronger than it needed to be to resist any such damage or deflection or buckling of columns. So Ed Asner does a marvelous job narrating this film. And last night, CBS interviewed Ed Asner, and they actually played about 10 seconds from this film. And they showed Building 7 going down, just like a controlled demolition, on TV last night. And so we were delighted to have this. In case any of your listeners can Google CBS Ed Asner interview and watch this during that interview, because Ed Asner has some very controversial views, and he's been on the left side of politics, and in this case is blowing the whistle on 9/11 itself. So they kind of call him a few names, but she sloughs it off in this interview, referring people to the evidence. And so this is where you can see that film, architects-engineers.org.
And ladies and gentlemen, you need to understand, try to get others to watch Building 7 come down. You can get this up on the Internet by typing in YouTube, Ed Asner, of Building 7. YouTube Ed Asner, Building 7, watch the building come down, and then, of course, get others to watch it and let them know the murderers are loose. The murderers are loose if they'll kill 3,000 Americans without giving it a thought. Will they be concerned with the deaths of millions of Americans in this coming war? And believe me, they're planning a war with the Muslim world. And the trouble is, when you start a war, you never know how that war is going to end. We need to expose what happened on 9/11 if we hope to preserve America. Our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. You need to get people listening to our programs regularly and going to Richard Gage's website. That's Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. So what's the exact title of that website again, Richard, so they can get there?
Yes, it's AE911Truth.org.
AE911Truth.org. So if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment on this subject, give us a call. But it's so vitally important that people understand what really happened that morning, and the murderers are still loose, and they've done everything they could to cover it up. And remember, George Bush did everything he could to prevent an independent investigation. We've never had an independent investigation. Over half of the people on the 9/11 commission that investigated came from that little group called the Council on Foreign Relations, including both Tom Keene and Lee Hamilton, the chairman and co-chairman of the 9/11 commission. Why couldn't they allow independent investigators? Because they don't want the truth to come out. The murderers are still loose. Certainly, what are your thoughts for our listeners? Here, we've only got about 2 minutes before we have to wrap up the program. What are your parting thoughts for our listeners this morning, Richard?
Well, I wanted to encourage everyone to get informed about the issue to the point where you can refer your friends, neighbors, relatives, architects and engineers in your community to our website, so that you can simply tell them, hey, look at this, 1,700 architects and engineers calling for a new investigation. What do you think about this? I kind of looked at it, and the looks real, but what do you think? So ask people. Don't just cram this down their throat. It doesn't work very well. So we're encouraging everybody to take action, because our country is obviously at risk. If Americans can be deceived at this scale, then, as Dr. Stan is suggesting, something greater surely is planned, because we're facing something darker than we possibly can imagine. Probably a level of control. After all, this is a coup. 9/11. It solidified control and it put in place mechanisms of a police state that now only need to be switched in order to go into a full on police state. The Patriot Act, the Military Commissions Act, the National Defense Authorization Act, all revoked very key rights. Any of us can be arrested and put in jail without charge.
God bless, Richard. Thanks very much for being with us. Talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we hope you enjoyed the conversation with Richard Gage. We carry their two DVDs. You can get them by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. We have certainly other DVDs. We have Loose Change. We have a number of other DVDs on 9/11 you can get from us. We have two four-tape sets, 9/11, 9/11 update, and we have the four-tape or CD set, Why did the buildings come down? And we actually have interviews there with William Rodriguez. We have interviews with the gentleman who was in charge of cleaning up the debris after the building 7 came down. He was there the day afterwards. He tells it 99% certain that was controlled demolition, talking about Building 7. And then, of course, the interview with Sergeant Leo Chavez is on that four-CD set. The interview with Sergeant Leo Chavez, who disappeared immediately after that interview, never to be heard from again. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. This is not imaginary. It's very real. Remember Senator Paul Wellstone? He was one of the two senators who voted against the Patriot Act. And, of course, he died in an airplane accident shortly after that when his plane crashed. You remember, of course, the anthrax they sent to senators after the 9/11 attack, but they only sent it to Democratic senators. Gee, I wonder why that was. It only went to Democrat senators. And why is that Dick Cheney and everyone in the White House started on a vaccine to protect them from anthrax attacks on the evening of 9/11. Ladies and gentlemen, they knew everything is orchestrated. They wanted to get the Patriot Act through and all these other acts to move us towards the dictatorship. They spend $40 billion a year on the Office of Homeland Security, totally fraudulent. They know there's no danger to our airplanes, and yet we have to stand in those long lines at the airports. It's all part of the psychological game being played on your mind. Ladies and gentlemen, the threat of terrorism in America is non-existent. If there was a real threat, terrorists could come across our border any day with a knapsack full of explosives and go into one of our malls or into one of our football games and set them off and kill dozens or hundreds of people. Why hasn't it happened? Because the war on terrorism is phony. Our troops were over in Afghanistan, 90,000 American troops, 100,000 contractors, 46,000 NATO troops were fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda. If you doubt that, go to your search engine and type in Leon Panetta, Afghanistan, 50 members of Al-Qaeda. Leon Panetta, Afghanistan, 50 members of Al-Qaeda. You'll find out what I'm telling you is true, and then get the information out before they take us into this terrible war with the Muslim world where your sons and daughters and your relatives and your friends, many of them are going to lose everything and perhaps their lives. If you are not involved, you're part of the problem. My number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Remember, we're having our all-day conference on the 21st of October. If you can come, it'll be a great program. We're going to start at 8:15 in the morning, go to 6 in the evening. We're bringing in speakers from across America, fascinating speakers. One of them even attended the Bilderberg meeting. His name is Ambassador Henry Cooper. October 21st, call and make a reservation. 1-800-544-8927 until tomorrow at the same time. May the Lord be with you.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the